K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, hello. It's Frank.
Frank, you're caller 20.
Kevin.
Yes.
No way.
Yep.
Awesome.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Somber at the Reading Festival.
Yes. You're my lucky DJ.
No one's ever said that before.
You are, even in the old days.
This is world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. That will continue today as long as I can catch it. People are dumb. There's a serial pooper that got caught. Sorry to have to bring you that news. Did you see the finish at the marathon? Two guys about 4/10 apart at the end of 26 miles. That's insane. Also, did you know the marathon was giving out finishing medals about 18 miles into the race? Odd. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got Bad Omens tickets to see them March 26th at the Forum. And we will continue to qualify you to see Somber at the Reading Festival. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
How stupid can you get?
Nope. 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 That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's go with this instead. As I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent, it's what Jesus would want. It was the closest finish to any L.A. marathon ever. And I don't usually care about marathons, but it was wild. Details are coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I don't really care about the marathon much. I know it's a huge thing for those who run it. But I do love sports. And I do love very close endings. And this was maybe the closest ending ever in the Los Angeles Marathon. There was a Kenyan named Michael Kimani Kamau who was leading the race, but I think he took a wrong turn or something, and then he had to go back. And the guy in second place, Nathan Martin, was able to catch him?
Okay, how close is Michael from here? Is he within eyesight from us?
He's in the last. Here
he comes.
Comes right now.
So this is the guy from Kenya that is going to win the LA Marathon 2026, named Michael Kimani Kamau.
Here he comes. So let's get right back down to the finish line so we can watch Michael cross the line here. Michael Kamau.
Okay, at this point, he's the only runner that you can see.
From Kenya.
Just over 2 hours and 11 minutes on the clock.
Now, at this point, another runner enters their view.
Oh, whoa.
This is a guy named Nathan Martin who is sprinting toward the finish line, and they don't know if he's going to actually beat the Kenyan runner or not.
Whoa!
Nathan Martin!
Oh, my gosh!
He picks up speed, catches the runner in first place, and leans across the tape a half a second before the leader. 4/10 of a second faster after 26 miles.
Wow. It is a photo finish for crowning of the 2026 A6 LA Marathon champion.
I'm not sure.
Out of nowhere, because we can only see just a little bit beyond.
We have to see that playback to see exactly what happened there.
It did seem completely impossible.
Because he crossed first, right?
I think Martin got it.
I think he did too.
I mean, depending, the tape itself is not the official.
It's not official.
It's close enough that they can't tell by who broke the tape at the finish line first.
But we do need to say that Michael is still down. He's being helped by people there at the finish line. I think they're going to take him off in a stretcher.
Well, he was exhausted for a long period of time.
He's collapsed.
All right. He's down. He's collapsed. It's a marathon. That dude just ran 26 miles in 2 hours and 11 minutes. Insanity.
And then Nathan Martin, I was talking to his manager. He said he's a conservative early runner, but he comes on like a powerhouse. He closes like a freight train, and that's exactly what he was doing. But my gosh, that was by far the closest men's finish in the history of the LA Marathon.
At the last second.
I don't know. That announcer, when covering the race, sounded like she was having sex with Nathan Martin.
Whoa!
That is Somber and Homewrecker. Somber is the person we're sending you to see at the Reading Festival. It's K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 8. Another chance for you to qualify right after this song on K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is George.
George, you're caller 20.
Yeah!
Nicely done. You're on the standby boarding list to see Somber at Reading Festival in England.
Awesome.
21 Pilots on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I am part of a podcast called Three-Fourths Human. It's me, Sluggo, and Kat Corbett, who used to work at K-Rock all those years, and a talking ChatGPT. So there's three humans and one AI. And the episode that dropped today has one of our producers of the Kevin and Bean Show, Frank Murphy. He produced between 1993 and 96, which is while Jimmy Kimmel was here. And he talked to us in today's episode about us trying to get Air Supply, a band we would never play, to play at one of our singles parties.
We had Air Supply come to K-Rock. And I had them. I had to talk Air Supply into performing at a Kevin and Bean singles party.
Oh, that's cool.
And they literally sent me to a recording studio in Glendale, and I had a two-on-one. There's three of us in the room, Air Supply and me, and I had to sell them on the idea of doing a Kevin and Bean singles party. Which
phenomenal.
You're leaving one important part out, and that's that it was a Kevin and Bean losers singles party.
Losers. The word losers.
Forgot the word losers. Losers.
So now, did you pitch that to Air Supply?
Because it would be a lot easier for you to pitch it just as a singles party than as a losers singles party. You did losers?
Absolutely.
Well, they have a good sense of humor, though.
Turns out they have a great sense of humor. Yeah. Uh-huh. This one we were going to have at an Elks Lodge in Orange County or Southern L.A. County.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy had insisted that the Armenian comedian would be the opening act for Air Supply.
Sure.
The food was like mac and cheese. I mean, everything was about it was supposed to be. And it was on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
What?
On top of everything else.
Was there a point at the Kevin and Bean losers singles party backstage where Bean kissed one of the guys from Air Supply?
Please say it's true.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard that before.
Call Bean now at home. Call him.
It doesn't
surprise me.
I think it was we were talking to them and we were like, listen, it's a losers singles party. Yeah, but we're not trying to make fun of you, which we were. So maybe let's kiss. Or, you know, I think it was something like that. And Bean, I believe, ended up kissing one of the members of Air Supply on the lips.
So that is from the episode that's out today from the Kevin and Bean Show. Frank Murphy, the producer from 93 to 96. You can listen to this any place you get podcasts, Three-Fourths Human, either with the fraction or spelled out. It comes up both ways. We put most of our effort into the video, though, which is commercial-free and video, and that is at patreon.com. Our new music feature is going to happen in about an hour, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Did you know if you ran the marathon over the weekend, you could get a finisher medal after 18 miles? Details coming up on K-Rock. If you ran the marathon yesterday, you might be interested to know that you could get a medal, a finisher medal, after running only 18 miles of the marathon.
First time the Los Angeles Marathon is awarding finisher medals to runners who opt to run 18 miles instead of the full 26.2.
All right. Help me understand that. You're giving finishing medals to people who run 18 miles of a marathon?
Now, ahead of this annual race, organizers pointed to the warm temperatures and encouraged runners to prepare, adding, quote, there is no shame in making a smart decision for your body.
Totally agree. If you can't make the 26 miles, you quit whenever it's safe for you. And you try again later.
Now, temperatures went above 80 degrees here in Southern California in the afternoon. And despite this effort to keep runners safe, the move got some mixed reactions.
The reporter seems very surprised that somebody would be upset about giving a finishing medal to somebody who's only run 18 miles of the 26.2.
That's a participation medal. That's not a finisher medal.
All right, well, let's not whine.
That's not a finisher medal.
There's a lot of factors, and I think that, like, a lot of people are not considering that you can actually die from this. You've been training for it. Please, go ahead, do it. If you feel like you need to cut it, that is okay.
Of course that's okay. You decide to run the marathon, you can quit whenever you want to quit and be safe about it, of course.
The change follows a global trend of sporting events being canceled or rescheduled or moved to a different venue due to extreme weather events such as heat waves.
All right, so change the date of it or give them a break part way? They do that when it's too hot in soccer. And you'll see that this year in the World Cup. Although, I mean, it's 26.2 miles. That's the definition of a marathon. Running across all of those 26.2 miles seems to be the important part. Give them LA Marathon medals. But you can't give them LA Marathon finisher medals because, by definition, you didn't finish. And it literally has the word finish in it. Am I crazy?
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
I mean, there's someone in our government that's going to take those medals anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
Qualified to see Somber at the Reading Festival coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. You're caller 20.
Sonia.
Sonia, you're caller 20 as well.
Thank you.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Somber at the Reading Festival.
Thank you.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Megan is out today, so I will do three things at four. Number one, Dak Prescott, the quarterback of the hated Dallas Cowboys, and his fiancée, Sarah Jane Ramos, called off their wedding 1 month before the date. Ramos had just posted, "Can't wait to marry the love of my life." That has been deleted. The relationship is seemingly beyond repair, according to TMZ, and the two will just be co-parenting going forward. Number two, a Finnish couple wins a barrel of ale in an annual, quote, wife-carrying contest in England. I don't know if you've seen this, but they do it every year. They do a test on a grassy hill in southern England. Wives and girlfriends clung on for dear life as their partners carried them up and down a hillside for the UK wife carrying race. Yesterday, while we were doing the LA Marathon, Timu Tuvinen and Jata Leoninen, I'm sure that's right, from Finland, were crowned the winners at 1 minute and 45 seconds. Their prize? A barrel of local ale. And number three, Punch the Orphan is outgrowing his plushie. I don't know if you heard about this story, but a baby monkey in Japan named Punch was born last year and was hand-reared after he was neglected by his mother. So he found an orangutan plushie that comforted him through his early rejection from his mother and other monkeys. Images of Punch dragging around the toy that's bigger than him drew attention to the residents of the zoo near Tokyo. When other monkeys shoved the baby away, Punch rushed back to the toy orangutan, hugging it for comfort. But he's been using the toy less and less. On a recent day, Punch was seen climbing on the back of another monkey, sitting with adults, and sometimes getting groomed or hugged. Punch is going to be okay, you guys. And that's three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song called The Kill from Stella Lefty. It's a new single from the Scream 7 soundtrack used in the film's opening sequence. Stella Lefty's a rising LA-based indie pop singer-songwriter, originally from the Chicago area. This is The Kill. It's Stella Lefty, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is The Kill from Stella Lefty. It's from the Scream 7 soundtrack, which just came out this past weekend. It's called The Kill. It's K-Rock. You could qualify for K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 8, which is Somber at Reading Festival, coming up in a half hour. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Megan Holliday is off for today. I found myself judging somebody that was doing a podcast because I thought they were smart and they pronounced the word especially. And I don't think that's right. And it sounds wrong to me. And who am I to be judging how other people talk? Holy crap, I can't even speak. But it bugged me. And I wanted to bring up the topic of things that you silently judge other people for. At 800-520-1067. Doesn't have to be language. It can be men who wear their baseball hat inside a restaurant. That bugs you. Here's one: groups of people who walk together on a sidewalk, 3 to 4 deep, shoulder to shoulder, and won't make room for anyone coming the other way. I will shoulder check you. this person says. People who don't know how to hold a knife and fork when cutting food on a plate. I gotta admit, I do that sometimes. People who walk their dogs off leash and think they have control over them when they really don't. Talking loudly on their cell phone. This is one that bothers me as well. I really don't want to hear your conversation. Take it outside and away from people who don't care. I do hate that. Person driving slowly is one of my pet peeves. The people who stand up and walk toward the front of the plane, the second the seatbelt sign goes off, there is a clear row-by-row departure process, and some people couldn't care less. Those people, I sort of give a break because I think maybe they have a flight to catch and planes are not on time, but maybe that bugs you. Talking loudly in an enclosed space like an elevator or a plane really irks me, and I can understand that one as well. So we are going to take your phone calls, things you silently judge other people for. It could be whatever you judge them for. And the winner for the best call and or text will get tickets to see Bad Omens March 26th at the Forum. So things you silently judge other people for. 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 8, Somber at the Reading Festival. Another chance for you to qualify in about 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Rick in Simi Valley.
Hey, Rick in Simi Valley, you're caller 20.
Oh, that's awesome.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Somber at the Reading Festival in England.
Oh, it'd be such a cool festival.
Yep, that's a good one. This is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We are taking phone calls on things that people admit to silently judging others for. What is it that you judge other people for silently? The number is 800-520-1067. The prize for the best call is Bad Omens at Forum on March 26th. What do you silently judge people for?
Hi, I have something that totally irks me time somebody says it.
Let's hear it.
And it came up recently because this thing just passed, Valentine's Day, right?
Yep.
And I hate it when people say Valentine's Day
with an M. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, my gosh. That just irks me so bad. I've been thinking about that recently because it's like just passed. I'm like, gosh, I'm not rude enough to say anything to anybody.
Yeah, that's the point, is you silently judge.
Silently judge. Exactly. That's what I do. I silently judge.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. What do you secretly judge people for?
The earwax in their ears. When I'm standing next to them and I look over and I can see the earwax coming out of your ears. Like, I carry Q-tips with me. I'll offer you one if I really have to.
Really? You've done that? You've said, hey, by the way, you have earwax hanging out of your ear. Here's a Q-tip.
Like, there's a little something in there. Yes. It's so gross. Oh, my God.
That
like,
is gross.
How do you do that in there?
How often do you see it coming out of people's ears, though?
I work in a hospital, and I'm on the elevator every day, all day long, so
all right.
Quite often.
I got you. More than most.
More than most. And it's like the doctors and surgeons that have it like that.
Oh, no.
Yes. They know they can afford Q-tips.
K-Rock, hello. Things you silently judge people for.
Yeah, I work at an auto parts retailer, right?
Yep.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know what they're driving on the road.
They don't know what car they're driving?
Yeah, so basically, I stand up at the counter, right? And I ask, oh, hey, you know, what do you need? And they're like, I need this kind of oil for my car. And then I'll say something like, okay, what car do you drive? And then I'll just get a blank stare like, the one over there. And they point at the car outside the window.
Do you make them go back out and check it and come back in?
Yeah, sometimes I tell them, just go get a picture of your license plate. And then I silently hope I don't get them in line again.
I do not blame you. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin, how are
you? Good, thank you. Things you silently judge other people for.
Okay, I have two. Which one? You want the good one or the bad one?
The bad one.
Okay, well, the bad one is I have a very big dog, and I walk her in our neighborhood, and so do other people walk their dogs in our neighborhood, and they don't pick up the poop.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
I judge them. I say something sometimes. I'm like, do you need a bag? I got extra.
Sometimes it's not so silent?
No, I mean, I try not to get too involved. I judge.
K-Rock, hello.
Using AI.
Really? What are your, how does that come up?
I have a friend who every time we go to a restaurant, they input the menu into like ChatGPT and have ChatGPT pick what to order.
Oh, that's annoying. Do you have more than one friend that does that?
Just the one.
Wow. I would not go eat with that friend. Wait, hold on. Should I go out with someone who uses... I'm going to say no. Don't go out with us. K-Rock, hello.
I finally judge people who say your day is cooked.
Who says that?
There is actually another radio station that I listen to. I am admitting to that. And at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, she always says, I hope your day is cooked, and I want to turn it off.
I mean, there is an answer for that.
Yes, and what is that answer?
But, you know, whatever.
Listening to that radio station?
Yeah, whatever. You know, just put it together yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Another chance for you to qualify to see Somber at Reading Festival is coming up in a half an hour on the world famous K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. We are taking your phone calls on things that you silently judge other people for. You have something like that? K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Things you silently judge other people for.
The smell of their breath.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you have people in your life that have terrible breath?
Oh, my God. And I never say anything, but my God, it is bad.
You have somebody close to you that it happens all the time?
Yes. One in particular. His breath is so bad. And I just, like, open the windows a little bit every time he gets in the car and just never say anything.
All right. It's time to say something kindly. So just give me his first name.
His name is John.
John, this call is about you. Do something about it. K-Rock, hello.
Hi there. I've got a story of a person I'm silently judging.
Yep.
All right. At the gym, the person who beats almost everyone to the water fountain and starts filling up his container, holding it at an angle, changing up the angle, not realizing it's not going to fill up anymore. Will you please step aside?
Wow.
Looks at the thing, holds it up against the light, and then kind of chuckles. Oh, I thought this holds more.
Oh, my God.
And then takes a drink, and then takes a drink still from the water fountain.
Sounds like a very specific issue with a very specific person.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. And it goes back to elementary school. Not the same guy, but same thing. The kid that stood in front and drank all the waters, did not leave anything for the fishes.
Yeah, that's annoying. K-Rock, hello.
So I work at a theater company. I scan tickets all day.
Right.
And I'm supposed to give directions. And a lot of the time that I, you know, give people their directions, a lot of the time they say they know where they're going. And then they walk up, they walk past me all rude. And then they come back asking for directions and where they're going.
So they're really not paying attention the first time at all.
Oh, no. They choose to be rude and then walk past.
I feel bad for anybody that has to deal with the public all day long. That seems like that would be a nightmare.
Oh, it is a nightmare.
Yeah. All right. K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin? So I got two of them for you.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. The first one is when you're making plans with somebody with a fishing trip, a concert, or whatever, say, oh, yeah, I'm going. And then the very last minute, they cancel on you.
Yeah, that sucks. Do you have people to do that a lot?
Oh, I got, well, right now, I got two tickets for the 90s tomorrow.
Oh, that's such a great show.
A buddy of mine said, oh, yeah, let's go. So I'm calling him. He's like, oh, you know what? I can't make it. I'm passing. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, that hurts. Tomorrow at the Honda Center?
Exactly.
You should not be friends with anybody that cancels on 9-inch nails. That's just a rule of life that I live by. All right. Talking about silently judging other people, I feel the worst, I think, for Cassidy, who works at the theater. Hey, Cassidy.
Hi.
Cassidy has to deal with this all day, every day. Most of you just the wax in the ear girl? Not so much. Not that often. So, Cassidy, you win. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You got tickets for Bad Omens March 26th at the Forum.
Thank you so much. They're my favorite band. I just tattooed their logo on me, like, last night.
Oh, excellent. I'm happy you won.
Thank Thank you.
You bet. Another chance to qualify to see Somber at the Reading Festival coming up on K-Rock.